It was weather tailor-made for a lighthouse. Blustery winds, driving rain, and poor visibility. Local dignitaries and many of those who helped coordinate the move huddled in rain gear under a tent, its sides flapping in the wind as torrents of rain beat down.
Somewhere along the way, the phrase, "the little town that could," has become our mantra. And now we are the little town that did. Thank you.
That's former Aquinnah selectman Beverly Wright, one of the key organizers of the move to save the lighthouse. Len Butler was construction coordinator for the project. He says that since the move in May, workers have been busy shoring up the lighthouse's new foundation and grading the new site.
Creating this beautiful stone wall, which is actually a recreation of the original stone wall here from 1860, all from material that was excavated on the site during the relocation.
Butler says he's glad to see this day finally arrive.
Well, I'm very gratified for all the efforts that have culminated in this momentous day when the lighthouse will realize its true purpose, to be an aid to navigation.
Daryl Bazzi from Aquinnah was part of the team that designed new landscaping around the lighthouse's new location. He said they relied on a number of historic resources to do the job.
The other really amazing thing about seeing this happen today is it happened with all island support. It wasn't just Aquinnah.
Right next to the tent, the 400-ton red brick structure stood atop its new foundation, a giant red ribbon tied around its base with a bow. Just after 6 p.m., the ribbon was cut, and the relighting countdown began. Len Butler flipped a switch, and the familiar red and white beacon came back to life, to the delight of everyone present. After a life-saving move away from the edge and secure at its new home, the Gayhead Light finally got back to work last night, and many a mariner was breathing a little easier.